Paulson, doctor. Reed, doctor. Edwards, doctor. Morse, doctor. Riley, doctor. Arthur, judge. St. Helena, California, May 8, 1906. To Doctors Paulson, Reed, Edwards, Morse, Riley, and Judge Arthur. I must now speak to you. The only thing that will bring you to a clear understanding of your dangers and responsibilities is to give heed to the testimonies that God has given regarding the situation at Battle Creek. Some of Dr. Kellogg's associates say that he declares that he believes the third angel's message and the testimonies as firmly as anyone. But you know that this is not true. For 20 years, messages have been sent to Dr. Kellogg, pointing out his dangers. Some of these testimonies must now be brought before those who have taken the perilous position of making of no effect the warnings given. Those who have been sustaining Dr. Kellogg must be given opportunity to see that the Lord has long been sending him appeals and warnings. Again and again, the Lord has sent messages to Dr. Kellogg, calling upon him to take a decided stand for the right. But he has refused to humble his heart, and his unsanctified words have aroused resistance in other minds. Opportunities, which, if rightly improved, would have brought most precious results, have been allowed to pass by unimproved. In the visions of the night, I have been permitted to behold a scene which might have taken place, and which would have sent conviction to stubborn hearts. I saw brother confessing to brother, with broken hearts and contrite spirits, taking the stumbling blocks out of the way. During the Berrien Springs meeting, the way was prepared for such a scene to take place. Oh, what blessing would have come had the heaven-sent opportunity been improved! Victories would have been gained, and these victories would have been carried to all parts of the world. But men refused to humble themselves, and the scene of confession and repentance that God had shown me did not take place. Hearts were braced against the testimony God had given me to bear. "I did not confess," was the statement made by one man. Of these words, he should and will be ashamed. In the place of stumbling blocks being removed and the way being prepared for the Lord, men refused to humble self and become meek and lowly. Men could have taken their position on the platform of eternal truth, but they refused to humble their proud hearts. On that occasion, things were presented to me which showed me that Satan was working mightily to prevent surrender to God. The battle was lost because men were too proud to unbend and humble their hearts before God, confessing their sins. Men braced themselves against the Holy Spirit. Everyone who then braved the matter out, resisting the Spirit's striving, will one day be awakened. Oh, that this awakening might take place in the time granted for repentance and confession. The day of judgment is coming, in which every man will be judged according to the deeds done in the body. God sends his message now to lead men to prepare the way of the Lord. Those who heed the messages will be strengthened to resist the evil suggestions of the enemy. Had the associates of Dr. Kellogg humbled their hearts before God and heeded his instruction, instead of sustaining a wrong course of action, the result would have been perfect union brought about by the Holy Spirit's working. But they have been blinded by resistance of the Spirit.